Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm so happy to be here with you for the next hour. As you know, Signs of Life Radio is brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, and if you're not familiar with their work and all of the wonderful healing events they organize, you can visit them on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We have a wonderful guest coming up on the show tonight. Certified research medium Tracy Bray will be joining us here in just a few minutes. And as you know, on the third Thursday of every month, we invite you to call in during the Mediums and Messages show. Perhaps you'd like a little mini reading, or you might have a question for us. We're going to be opening up our phone lines shortly, so you can call us here at 1-888-627-6008. So before we bring Tracy out on the show, I'd like to share a few quick insights with you. And these are really things that are based on some of the questions that I receive from my own clients. And these, of course, are regarding matters of the afterlife, especially if you're someone who's never had a reading before. So if this is new to you, you might also wonder about some of these things. So here's the first thing that so many people have asked me these questions. The first one is, what kind of messages do spirits share with the medium? So in my experience, I've noticed that they do tend to keep it simple. For instance, they might reference things that will trigger your memory of a particular event, or, you know, they might talk about something that the two of you have shared together, even if it was years before. They might reference a conversation that the two of you had. Very oftentimes, and all the mediums get this, they always mention names. Now, names are always going to be significant in some manner. They'll either be significant to you, or they might be significant to them. So you want to pay attention to names always that come through. They might share information about something that took place after their death. And this is a great way for you to know that they're still around you, okay? But keep in mind that the information they share with us, it's not usually life-changing. I often joke about this, but, you know, they're not coming through to tell you where the money's hidden. They're usually, they want you to know that their consciousness is still intact, that they're still connected to you through bonds of love. And these are the bonds that we create when they're still here on the earth. So keep that in mind. When we're getting messages, because this is what the type of thing that comes through for us. Another question that I get from people very, very often, oftentimes they have important decisions to make. And one of the things that they will ask is, can my loved ones in the afterlife help me with that? Now, this is a tricky one. They usually do not tell us what to do. You have to remember that it's not their job to make decisions for us here on the physical earth. So they don't really tell us what to do. If they did that, they would be interfering with our life path. And I believe that this is part of the reason why we're here. This is why we're endowed with free will. It's so that we can move through our life lessons and actually learn from them. Okay, so growing in our experiences really helps us to grow spiritually as well. Now, our loved ones can, and they often do, provide us with certain insights. And sometimes they'll reference things that are coming up for us. They talk about things that are coming up in the future. They don't, or I don't know, maybe they can't tell us what to do when it comes to making decisions, though. Okay? And I should also mention that the same rule really applies if you're connected to your spirit guides. Or if you were speaking to a medium and you wanted the medium to connect with your guides or your angels instead of your loved ones in the afterlife, it's really the same rule. They're not going to tell us which decisions we should make. That's really up to us. Another question I've gotten, I've had people ask, well, how does spirit communication take place? You know, they're often curious about what that process is like for us. Well, when a medium connects with another stream of consciousness, all communication takes place telepathically. So it's up to the medium to interpret all of that sensory input that he or she is receiving through the use of their skills, and these are skills in clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. So for instance, when I begin this process, I usually start by meditating, and as I do that, images and information comes into my mind. I'm then going to give you each piece of information just the way I receive it. So try to assess each statement, if you can, on its own, okay? Because each piece of information that comes through to the medium may not necessarily be connected to the statement before it or to the statement after it, okay? Again, if we perceive any names, they're going to be significant in some manner, although that might not even be apparent to you right away. You know, you might need to go and check names with family members or other people that you're actually connected to. Another note about telepathic communication. Telepathy is the language of the mind, and this means that it's a universal language, so it really doesn't matter what language the deceased person spoke when they were alive on the earth. So any messages they wish to convey, they're still going to come through to the medium in a meaningful way. Most likely, this will take place in a very symbolic manner. Okay, so watch. We always watch for that symbolism to come through. And finally, and I get this question all the time, this is the question where people ask, is there any difference between a phone reading or seeing a psychic medium in person? And how the heck does it work over the phone? Well, here's the thing. The first thing to realize is that mediumistic information does not come from you. It comes from a different dimension. And this is the one that we often refer to as the afterlife. So it doesn't really matter whether you are physically in the medium's presence or not. All information comes from this other dimension, and it's communicated to the medium telepathically. We just talked about telepathy. So think of a medium like an interpreter, or even like a conduit, if you will. We have learned to turn on our listening as we do our utmost to really receive, interpret, and deliver recognizable information to you in a meaningful manner. Okay, so there's really no difference in the accuracy of information. A good psychic or medium can read for you just as easily over the phone, and essentially the content of the session will be no different than having a reading in person. So remember now that the role of any medium is to prove that consciousness survives physical death. So if you're wondering about any of these questions, I really hope that this answers it for you. I'm so excited about bringing Tracy on the show tonight. Tracy and I have shared a little bit of history, a little bit of background. We were both at the University of Arizona. We were both in the Veritas Research Program. So we're going to be bringing her on the show in just a few minutes, and we'll tell you a little bit more about her. Right now, we're going to take a very short break before we bring Tracy on the air. When we come back, we will be opening up those phone lines to callers. So if you'd like to call in with a question, or if you want to share something with us, or, of course, if you would like a mini reading tonight, you can give us a call here. We're at 1-888-627-6008, and we look forward to taking your calls. Okay, so please stay with us, and we'll be right back.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. we wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And I can't wait to introduce our guest medium on the show tonight. We have Tracy Bray with us tonight, and Tracy has been a professional medium since the mid-1990s. Her professional background and enhanced communication skills really lend themselves to her readings. Tracy holds a bachelor's degree in family services and a master's degree in law enforcement and justice administration. She served as a research medium at the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program, where she participated in research studies on survival of consciousness. Tracy is currently a certified research medium at the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential, and she's also a certified medium for the Forever Family Foundation. And I do believe that we have her on the line. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Doreen.
How are you?
I'm well, and you? It's good to be with you.
Awesome, awesome. It's been a long time since we spoke. Welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you on. So let me start here, because I know our phone lines are starting to light up, and I just want to talk to you for a few minutes before we go to the callers. Let's start here. As a medium, what would you say, what is the most important thing that people really walk away from your readings with? Tell us a little bit about that.
To me, the most important thing that most people walk away from is they walk away with hope. Hope because they've had a glimpse into the fact that the soul continues to live after the death of the body. I certainly, and I listened to your introduction to this the show and you address some of these things. Certainly they receive confirmation through anecdotal stories or examples, names, dates, and some specifics. But along with that, when they leave with hope that their loved one is well and thriving on the other side and that they'll likely meet up again, I think that's one of the neatest things about readings.
Yeah, it is. It really is so important, and it's so, I find it so rewarding when people have that hope when they come out of a reading. And my goal is always that they're leaving the session feeling much better than they came into it, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
So that's a great thing. Now, just really quickly, before we go to our phone lines, I know that you're going to be attending the Forever Family Annual Conference in November. And as a medium, what excites you about being in Phoenix?
Oh, tons of things do. One is the exceptional quality of the internationally respected speakers. One of them is Julie Beischel with the Winbridge Institute, which you and I are both with. I'm really excited to see her again. Also, being with other mediums. As a medium, I don't have that opportunity very often. So to watch other mediums work and to socialize and be around other people, that's exciting. The Friday night fundraiser with Teresa Capuzzo, that's really exciting as well. So lots of things.
Yes, it is. And if you're a new listener to the show, Teresa Caputo has her new show on the air called Long Island Medium, and so she will be there for the Friday night fundraiser. And she's always fun. Teresa's fun. She's funny. So, you know, everyone loves her. And for those of you also who might be attending, you'll get to see certified mediums Dave Campbell and also Deborah Martin while you're there. So, and I'm going to be sharing a little bit more information about the conference in just a bit. But that's so cool. Yeah, I'm glad you're getting to go. I've been to these events many times and participated in them. And the scientific end of it is fascinating. You know, you see all these scientists come together and they make these presentations. So, you know, it's not just about the spiritual side. It's really bridging the gap. And that's one of the things I love about Forever Family, you know. So you're going to have some fun. You'll definitely have some fun while you're there.
Yeah.
So I think we have callers on the line. If we have some callers, why don't we go there now? We're going to take a couple of calls. And, of course, I'm just reminding everyone again, some people have a question that they might want to ask. Or, you know, you can ask for a mini reading. So let's go to our first caller on the line, if we have. Okay. I think we have Elaine on the line. Elaine, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Elaine. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for Tracy, or would you like to have a little reading?
I'd like to have a reading.
Okay.
All right, Elaine. And tell me, do you have a specific question you'd like to ask, or are you wanting to hear from somebody on the other side?
I'm wanting to hear from someone on the other side.
Okay. And why don't you go ahead for expediency in this and let me know who that is.
My son, John.
All right. And I'm sorry John is gone from your presence on this side. But let me see what I get from John. You know, this morning, Elaine, this happens to me every once in a while when I do something like this. And someone came through to me, and it was a younger man, and he was of an average build, and there was something about the color orange around him, or burnt orange. Does that ring any bell with you? Is he a redhead? Did he work for where he wore safety gear? The burnt orange,
no.
Does that mean anything? No? Okay. All right, let me see what I can pull here from. And it may later, and that's okay that it does. But that came to me. And also wavy hair came to me. I don't know if that connects with John either.
No.
No, not at all? Okay.
Not at all.
I just need to be quiet here a minute to focus in on John. One thing I get for John, and this is something I get often for people that have died of, who have passed of an illness or because of some difficulty in their life that contributed to their death. And I see sometimes the letter V as in victory. And I'm seeing that around John. And sometimes the way the letter V is constructed is significant for me. And the V has all kinds of, like, lilies, and it's ornate. It's beautiful. And to me, that reminds me of V as in victory, as in the death for John was a victory, as in he's landed on the other side in a state of relief and in a state of release, that he is glad to be there, that his death was successful. Sometimes I liken the letter V also in victory to a Bible verse, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" As in death, the death was not the focus. It's the victory of the other side. Tell me what question you might have for John today.
Well, he died of a drug overdose.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always angry and had problems, you know. So I was supposed to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
I called him on a Monday, and then I was supposed to see him, and he didn't call me back, and he died that following Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to see him a few days after that. And I just don't understand.
Okay, I'm sorry that you've experienced that. It's heartbreaking. I think in that, my sense was that John wanted you to know that his death is, whether it was intentional or not, is totally beside what he's telling you, is that he is at peace, he is at well, and that he, let me look and see what he says about that series of events that you just described.
And you know, while Tracy's doing that, Elaine, I just want to add something to this. I feel your son's energy there also with an older woman. I feel like this might be a mom figure for you. So a mother figure is also on the other side that's going to be connected to you. I don't know if this is your own mom or if it's a stepmom or if it's a mother-in-law or where it is, but there's an older female with your son on the other side. And it's very, very important that you know that he's not alone there. Okay.
And I will concur with that, Doreen. I am so glad you said that, because while I was being quiet, I was seeing the letter M, a capital letter M, and that certainly could be mom. And also, I would suggest that if any of the moms that are gone or the grandmothers to John have the initial M, that may as well be significant.
Yeah. Do you understand the mom reference there, Elaine?
Not with an M. I do. My grandmother is Ella, and my mother-in-law
okay.
is Savetta, you know. So
okay, but do you have
my
the mom figure on the
away.
Other side? Do you have a mom figure
well, my mom
on the
is
other
still,
side? Yes, okay.
My mom's still alive.
Your mom is still alive. Is it John's
yes.
other grandmother that's on the other side? Because there's a mother figure for
yes.
you there. Okay, so she's there, because I feel like it's very important that you know that he's not alone. And I also feel like you have quite a few people, actually, on the other side. You've had significant losses, and it's important that you know that John is okay. He's not by himself, and he is with the other people there. And also that I think things have gotten, my sense of when we cross over to the other side, things get very clear to us very quickly. And I think when John was here, he was very clouded in his thinking. It was difficult. Life was difficult for him. And I also get a sense of him before being on drugs. I don't know if you get this also, Tracy. I think he was full of life. He was fun. He used
vibrant.
To have fun in his life. You know, I get somebody who's so upbeat and so vibrant. His energy is so vibrant.
Yeah, as a little boy, he definitely was.
Oh, yeah.
As a little boy, he was definitely like that.
Yes, and you want to really remember that.
Later.
Yes, because you don't want to define your relationship with him by what happened in the last year or two of his life, especially with, you know, what took place and, you know, the choices that he made with the drugs especially. Try to go back in time, because this is what he's showing me. Go back. you know, and try to remember the way he was before he got into this trouble and celebrate his life. They hear us, they see us, you know, and they understand what grief is like for us as well. You know, so try to honor him in whatever way that you can. And I know it's difficult because what took place with him was very, very challenging. But try to honor him in the best way that you can. And remember that that young man who was so vibrant and so much fun before he got into trouble. Okay? Did you want to add anything else, Tracy?
Yes, and one last thing, Elaine, is that he also mentioned to me that when in those latter days of his life, that he has no ill feelings at all, only love toward you, in that you weren't able to connect with him. I think he was looking forward to that time, but he only sends love to you, and hopes that you'll, as Doreen said, focus on the vibrancy and the life versus the pain of those last several days. And the concern that you have that you weren't able to see him at the end of his life. Thank you for calling.
The last thing I'd like to ask you is that
can John tell me why our relationship wasn't so good? And that would be it?
The only thing that I get on that just quickly is distraction, that he had so many distractions, things that he, perhaps multiple interests, multiple focus, difficulty in focusing. Those are things that I'm getting. It doesn't have anything to do with you personally as much as it has with his difficulty in focusing and embracing one thing at a time. I don't know if that has meaning to you.
Yes, it definitely does. So that means if I cry and cry and cry because I do and I miss him so much, does he know that because I talk to him?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Keep talking to him because they can hear us. They understand what grief is like for us. So this is why I'm saying for you, and I know that you're still in a very deep state of grief over losing him, but try to always remember also to celebrate his life. And just do things that will honor him. Do things in such a way that you're keeping their memory alive. And these are the things, they really like that when you do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to leave it there with you, Elaine.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. I hope this
Thank
is
you.
Helpful for you.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you,
right.
We have another caller on the line. We are going to bring on Sharon. I think we have Sharon from New York on the line.
Yes,
Sharon?
Hi.
Hi,
Tell
Sharon.
Me what you'd
Thanks
like to
for
do.
Calling in. Would you
okay,
like to
I
have
just
a little
want to
reading?
Know if anybody in spirit has any messages for me about my children or anything.
Okay. Is there anybody named Grace on the other side for you? And this may
Grace?
Not be somebody you knew, but someone in your extended family. Grace.
Possibly, yeah, possibly.
Okay. Does that have meaning to you, Grace?
Not really. I think it might be my husband's aunt or cousin, you know, but we haven't seen her in a long time.
Okay. Has Grace passed, though?
I believe so. I believe
okay.
so.
Okay. I'm picking up on someone named Grace. And is there also someone living named Ellen or Alan or the initials L-N? Does that ring a bell to you?
L-N?
Alan?
Maybe Alan?
Who's Alan in your family?
Maybe.
Okay.
Friend.
Okay. In your family, though, is there an Alan that you're Alan or Ellen?
Well, my husband's cousin is my cousin's husband is named Alan.
Okay, and Alan is living, correct?
Correct.
All right, because I'm picking up that Grace and whether Grace has any relationship to Alan is irrelevant. But let me see what she has to say for him. She's showing me the number 5. You'll have to find out if Grace has a May connection, the fifth month of the year, or if Alan does. And she seems to be concerned for Alan. I don't know if you're aware that he has a job change coming up, or there's some kind of activity in his job, in his employment, that is kind of being stirred right now. There's activity with it, busyness. Maybe he's looking for another job. I'm not sure. She says to him, go for it. Go for the change. Go for the gusto. Go for the improvement. Go for the betterment. Go with what you love. So why Grace would come through with that for Alan, who she may not have known, I don't know. But that's the first thing I pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have anything you wanted to interject?
Well, I just want to know if anybody, you know, loved ones have anything to say about the success of my children, my daughter, my son, or anything.
I was going to ask you if you had two children. And would you give me your daughter and son's first names, please?
Amanda and Andrew.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are either Amanda or Andrew in business, either business for themselves or they work in business of some sort?
Well, they work. They both work, yes.
Okay. Are they, this just will help me cue in a little bit more. Do they, are they business majors, for example? Do they, does that mean anything to you? Do they... Let me see if I can move beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me what they both do.
Well, my son is a writer, and my daughter's kind of like finding herself. Really
okay,
not
so
really
your daughter isn't employed right now?
She is employed, yes.
Okay.
But she doesn't
really know
what she wants.
All right.
She's a salesperson. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So she does work for a business then. She's a salesperson. She's who I want to. Okay, she's who I want to focus on first. Thanks. Sometimes I get things like that that guide me to who we want to talk about first.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda,
right.
Message from someone for the other side. They're showing her as really tidy and neat. Perhaps fashion, her appearance is especially important to her. I get that she's snappy and crisp. And that may be personality, but also her appearance is that. I think her appearance, for most of us, precedes us. And somebody is giving a message that that is something that is important for her to focus on and to capitalize upon. I don't know if you would call her a colorful young lady, but there's something about her that's colorful. Now, I'm picking up on a grandmother. This could be a great-grandmother. It feels to me like this is a grandmother that she spent a good deal of time with as a child. It might be a grandmother that she spent concentrated time with, for example, you know, a week in the summer.
Absolutely, a grandmother, yes.
Okay. And this comes from this grandmother who is just very proud of her. She shows me bows, as in a bow a young girl would wear in her hair. And I don't know if this grandmother fixed Amanda's hair or if there's something going on with Amanda's hair.
My mother always used to put bows in Amanda's hair.
Okay, because she's showing that, and it's like she's still living vicariously through Amanda with her fashion. So very, very proud of her achievement. She'll find her way, her grandmother says, if she focuses on that which she loves. So that's a consistent message I get from the other side. Now let me see if Andrew is your son.
And Sharon,
yes.
I just want to add something really quickly. I was kind of tuning into your mom also on the other side, and she wants you to know that with your daughter, in about 2 years, everything's going to change for her. Everything is going to be different for her. It was kind of amusing when you said before she's trying to find herself, you know, how we use that expression. In about 2 years from now, she'll be there, okay? So she needs a little bit more time to just kind of work on some of the projects that are going on right now in her life. But in about 2 years, her life's going to be very different. So just hang in there a little bit more. You're going to see how that unfolds. And that comes from your mom on the other side. Okay.
And when Doreen was saying she just needs to work on this for a couple more years, I heard your mother say the word percolate. So I don't know if your mom was a big coffee drinker, too, but it was as if Amanda just needed to percolate a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just
yeah, well,
give it a
yeah,
little more time.
There you go.
They're also very mm-hmm. proud of our children, of their grandchildren. I told you they see us, they hear us, they know everything that's going on here in the physical world, so they really know what we're up to. So have no doubt that your loved ones on the other side are not only...
And my son, is there anything for him or...
And your son is Andrew, is that the name?
Andrew,
okay.
Yeah.
Let me look quickly. And Doreen, if you have anything, certainly go ahead.
I was getting more for Amanda, but I'll let you take
okay.
Andrew, and then we're going to go to a quick break right after
okay.
that.
Andrew. Is Andrew a baseball fanatic, or was he a
no.
good baseball player? No?
I mean, he likes football and hockey, but not baseball.
Not baseball so much. You know, even
no.
though he doesn't like it, I don't know if you're daily in touch with him or not, but you'll have to find out if he has been to a baseball game, because your mother is talking about him at a baseball game. And this might not be a pro game. It might be a child's game, or he's gone with a friend to a game or something, but or he's mm-hmm. played catch with somebody. But this is just a little thing mm-hmm. to let her know something that you might not even be aware of right now, that she's seen him with the baseball.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're going to leave it there with you. Sharon, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Thanks, Sharon.
We are going to take a very short break before we talk a little bit more with Tracy. And, of course, when we come back, we'll also take your calls. I know our lines are lighting up. We're going to try to get to as many as we can, but the hour goes very, very quickly. If you'd like to call in, you can reach us here at 888-627-6008, and we'll be right back.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you're just tuning in, I'm your host on Mediums and Messages this evening. And this show is sponsored by Association Transcommunication, and they can be found on the web at atransc.org. That's atransc.org. Now, if you're a business interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can give us a call at 631-425-7707. Now, before we get back to our show, we have a few important foundation updates for our listeners. We're sending out a big thank you to all our supportive listeners who have made it possible this year to bring you Signs of Life Radio. They know that even though we are 100% volunteer, not-for-profit organization, it still takes a lot of money to do the work that we do. And yet we know that not everyone has extra income that they can send along to support the continuation of our programming. So I'm going to share with you just how easy it is to keep this radio show alive without sending us money. First, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and apply for the Visa credit card. Visa will make a donation to us for each card that's taken out. And each time the card's used, a portion of that charge is donated back to Forever Family Foundation. Then, if your shopping takes you to the Internet, consider shopping at Amazon.com. But first, use the link on the Forever Family Foundation website. And again, a portion of your spending comes back to support our work. Now, if you don't see what you want on Amazon, you could also sign up with iGive.com and name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. You can then search through iGive.com for all your items, and for each search, we receive a donation. When you find what you're looking for in their more than 900 online stores like L.L. Bean, Red Envelope, and 1-800-Flowers, a portion of what you spend is again donated back to Forever Family Foundation. So please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Secondly, there is an afternoon workshop for parents who have lost their children. This is called How to Listen When Your Children Speak, and this will be held on Saturday, August 25th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Bethel, Connecticut, with certified medium Angelina Diana, and she's opening to bring through only 10 children in spirit. The afternoon will include evidence of an afterlife from a parent's perspective and a refreshment break with conversations with other parents who have walked in those same shoes. Now, there are only 3 spots left at this event, so if you're interested in this, please contact us. Also, our annual November conference is set this year in Phoenix, Arizona, at the beautiful Hilton Phoenix Airport Hotel. There's free shuttle service to and from the airport, as well as to local attractions. And this conference will be the first of its kind as an intensive, interactive weekend. So make your arrangements and reservations now since the hotel block is filling up. The weekend will begin with our annual Friday night fundraiser. on November 9th, and this is featuring Long Island medium Teresa Caputo, and will also continue through November 10th and 11th with a select group of esteemed scientists answering your deepest questions about the reality of the spirit world. The weekend also features certified mediums Dave Campbell and Deborah Martin, who will be joining our panel of expert presenters, Dr. Eben Alexander, Lloyd Auerbach, Dr. Julie Beischel, Dr. Stafford Betty, and Dr. Claude Swanson. And finally, on 12-12-12, don't miss being in the right place on the most spiritual date of the year. 12-12-12, that's December 12, 2012. We have a medium marathon scheduled, and this is featuring an evening of four extraordinary mediums. We've got Bobby Allison, Kim Russo, Suri Burnson, and Laura Lynn Jackson. Seats may be reserved via the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you'll find all of this information on the events page. Now let's get back to our show, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Tracy Bray. And Tracy, before we get back to the phone lines, I'd just like to ask you really quickly if you have any upcoming events you'd like to share with us really quick.
I do. A couple. One in the first weekend in September, I'll be in Easton, Pennsylvania. You can get some information off of my website, which is my name, Tracy with an I, Bray, BRAY.com. Also, in October, I spend weekends in Atchison, Kansas. It's about an hour northwest of Kansas City, Missouri, and it's touted to be the most haunted town in Kansas. But there I do several different things. One of the things I'm really excited about is an overnight that I'm doing at a bed and breakfast called Sentiments from the Other Side, an all-inclusive slumber party. We're going to do several things. One is Amelia Earhart, the pilot presumed lost at sea. Is her birthplace is there, and we're going to do an event there. Mm-hmm. So there are private readings, different meals with group readings at them, from dinners to brunches, all different kinds of things. So you can, again, go to my website, look under the tab with Atchison, Kansas, and those events are listed there. Most of those you connect with me directly.
That sounds very cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. I didn't know Atchison was the most haunted town in Kansas. How interesting. That's so interesting.
So they say.
Okay, so everybody can go to your website then. That's the best way to contact you and also get the information on where you're going to be. So that's TracyBray.com, and that's Tracy with an I.
Thank you.
And I think we are going to go to our next caller. Our lines are lighting up. Let's go to Jean in Pennsylvania. Jean, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us
or
for Tracy?
Hi. How are you, Jean? What can I help you with?
Good. I'd actually like a reading, if that's okay.
Okay. And what would you like me to look at for you?
Do you have a question?
Pardon me. I'm sorry. The death of your son. And does your son have J as an initial? I'm sorry, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Jean, does your son also have J as an initial?
No.
No? Okay. Let me see. And tell me your son's first name, if you would.
Sean.
Sean. Thank you. Let me just look quickly. I don't know if Sean was somebody who was known to have really bright eyes, beautiful, lively eyes. Does that make sense to you with Sean?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the first thing that's just prominent to me that comes through. I also hear, obviously he has Sean, an Irish name, but I'm hearing the song, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and I'm hearing an older man, as in a grandfather of Sean, or a great-grandfather, or an uncle, somewhere along those lines, singing that in actually a really beautiful, almost what I would call barreling voice. Do you know who that might be? Someone passed that's
not
with
sure,
Sean.
Mate.
Okay, and maybe you'll figure that
maybe
out.
Okay,
go ahead.
No, is it maybe his uncle? His uncle is the only one that, or his great uncle actually, the only
one
that.
Okay, but I hear a lovely voice.
That would,
okay, And I also get around the uncle barbershop. That could be barbershop quartet. It could be barbershop. He was a barber or lived next to a barbershop. I don't know, but there's a barbershop reference there with the uncle or the great uncle. Sean, of course, everybody's child is precious, but I get precious child to you. A really strong relationship between the two of you. And bonding. When he passed around that time, were you going through a period with Sean where you were really extremely close?
Well, I was trying to save him, and I was unable to.
Okay. So you at the time then were, I think he's letting you know through me, that you were making a great effort to bond with him. And bond, to me, you know, relates closely to
But he wasn't, he was fighting me about it, but, you know.
Okay. And I think that that's his way to let you know now, though, that he understands that. And he understands the depth of love and concern and direction, particularly that you wanted to steer him in. Tell me what questions you have for Sean.
Well, one of them was I wanted to know if he blames me for not being able to save him.
Not at all. He's saying you gave it, he says to me, she gave it the best college try. As in you went, to the furthest mile. You went to the 11th hour with him. I get that many things in your life, he's telling me, suffered and were stretched to the limits during this time that you were trying to help him along. That could be your finances, many, many things. Does that have meaning to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My whole life was about trying to get him to, you know, trying to get him on the straight and narrow. And
I was going to say to take another path.
Himself,
yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes, as you know, we can't make another person do something, no matter how strong our heart's desire is for our child, for our loved one to do that. But he's aware and very grateful to you for trying to do that. I see him, was he particularly interested in either his own car or cars, automobiles, auto repair? Why do automobiles resonate with him?
Not so much auto repair, but he wrecked a lot of them.
Okay. I see a lot of them.
He went through a few of them.
Another thing you sacrificed.
I just want to add really quickly that always remember that your connection to the people that you love on the other side, that connection is forever. Love is forever. Relationships are forever. You know, even the challenging relationships, those are forever too, okay? And I do feel like your son wants you to know that his journey on the other side, it was his time. It was his time. I always believe that people here, as much as we love the people that are in our lives, there's no way that we can really change the time of another person's death, because I think that happens for each of us at a soul level. And your son understands that. Please, please know that when they come through and there is a connection for you, they do so out of love. So that love is forever, you know? So just hold on to that. It was a challenge for him when he was here, clearly. He is with other people on the other side. And just really quickly, is there a Frank connected to you somewhere? A Fran or a Frank or Francis or a Frankie, Francie? Where is that connected? Or was that name connected to your son? Was that a friend of his or was that connected to him somewhere? Names are always going to be connected either for you or for them. So I don't know where the connection is.
I think a friend, I think he lost a friend of his, as a friend of his on the other side with him, with that name.
With that name. Okay, so that would be his way of letting you know, Mom, I'm not alone. My friend is here. In addition to family members you've got there, his friend is there with him also. Okay? I'm going to leave it there with you. Thank you so, so much for calling in. I don't know if we have time for one
more
caller.
You're very welcome.
And Doreen, I wanted to throw in the name Isaac also, and go ahead with the next person.
Okay. We really only have 2 minutes for this call, though, because then we have to go off the air. I think we have Rose from New York on the phone. Rose, are you there with us?
Yes. Yes, I am here, ladies. Namaste. My spirit on is yours. Thank you very much. I was wondering if you had any message for me from my husband, Billy, on the other side.
Okay, your husband, Bill. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. Billy is showing me, Bill, fingers like yellow pages, let your fingers do the walking. And he's telling me that you're on a journey right now of searching, and he wants you to keep searching because you're going to find what it is that you're looking for, whether that's an answer, whether that's a person, you're going to find it. He knows it. He's cheering you on like a cheerleader. So know that he's rooting for you on the other side.
Oh, and also, was Billy's I retired in December. I'm working with hospice, and I was wondering if this is what I should be doing. I'm wondering if I'm, you know, bringing anything good to the people that
I think
I
that's
visit.
What Tracy was picking up
and,
on.
Yes.
So you say he's cheering me on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So if that's where your heart's desire is and you're walking that path, keep going because he's cheering you on.
Okay. Oh, that's
Rose,
wonderful.
I'm
Thank
so sorry
so
we're out of time, but please know that your connection to him is forever. I feel like his passing was very quick, but I feel like he's close by to you and that you feel his presence very often. So just hang on to that.
Oh, all the
just
time.
Just open up your listening. Yeah,
all
I know.
And
he's showing me that.
He passed 10 years ago, and stronger now than ever.
Okay.
And I feel this breath of air, a puff of air on your face, your neck, your forehead. That's him. When you feel that and you brush your hair off your face, that's him.
Thank you so much for calling in, Rose.
Thank you.
You know, we're just about out of time. I really, really want to thank Tracy Bray for joining us this evening. And if you would like to contact her or if you would like more information about her work or her events, please visit her on the web at tracybray.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. I'm your host for tonight, and I wish all of you many, many blessings. And please remember, our loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.